Let's jump into a little about John. What was your first break in the ad biz, and maybe what was your first ad?
In college, I was an English major and a French and philosophy minor. So I was really headed towards a very smart career. I had no idea what I was going to do. But in high school and college, I worked at McDonald's to put myself through college. And it was about my junior year, I said, I don't want to be an English teacher when I grow up. But you know what? I like to write. And I saw an ad on TV for McDonald's. I'm like, hey, I could do that. I could write that. I went to my store manager and I said, hey, could you maybe introduce me to somebody? I'd like to learn more about advertising. They said, sure, John, but we really want you to be a store manager when you graduate. I said, yeah, but can you introduce me? And so I went to a co-op meeting, and it was when they Arnold and Company introduced salads to the co-ops. And so I sat there and I watched as they played the TV spots and everybody's on stage and doing all the theatrics. I'm like, that is great. I want to do that. What do you want to do? Oh, I want to be a copywriter. So they set me up to, it was after my junior year, to go and meet a copywriter, Scott Ramsden. I remember the guy's name. We didn't work together for too long, but he said, so, you know, here's something I do. And he pulled out a billboard, and it was the McDonald's M logo.
Yeah.
It was M-M-M-M-M. And it just won OBs and FEs and cans and everything around the world.
Oh,
he's like, I just did this and all his metal, and I'm looking at him like, okay, so I can't do that. So I went over and became an account guy. I got an internship during my senior year. I'd come down on the Greyhound bus from UNH 2 days a week to Boston, and I worked in the new business group. And just had a lot of fun, and they offered me a job when I was graduating, and so then I jumped into Arnold, and I was there for a better part of 20 years.
What was your favorite ad?
I was working on Volkswagen, and Jerry Garcia had passed away.
Oh, wow.
Our creative guys, Lance Jensen, Alan Poffenbach, and Ron Lawner were, you know, sitting around talking, you know, Alan is a great guy. He sketched it out, and Lance had an idea for it. It was very simple. Jerry Garcia, his birth date, and then with just the teardrop underneath the front of that bus. And I'm like, you know what? That was great. And it was one of those ones that he may have died on a Monday or came up with the ad on a Tuesday.
Wow.
And a client said, go do it. And we had it illustrated, and it was in the following weeks. I think we were Entertainment Weekly and Rolling Stone magazine. Boom. And it was just like,
wow.
You know. That was a very magical, ad. I think a lot of the era of work that Volkswagen did in the late 90s, really helping that brand, really was great for car advertising and for that brand. So I was fortunate to be a part of that. You know, I think some of the Leaf work that we've done most recently is exciting. And some of the stuff coming down the pike will make my top 10.
Okay. How about the worst ad?
Anything that feels like the strategy is showing that it's been dictated. And I mean, like so much of the conventional running footage, USP, multi-offer car spots that are out there today, that, you know, all brands do at some point. I just think that that's not good for the brand. Customers aren't listening to you yell at them. I mean, so I have I'm not proud of any of that kind of work that gets done.
If you couldn't be an ad guy, what would you be doing? What do you think is career number two or the other career? And I don't think it's McDonald's manager.
I probably would be an antique auctioneer. I actually grew up, my grandparents were antique dealers. I loved going to auctions. I loved the theatrical part of what they do, engaging the audience, and you're selling. And even though I once did a small job during a summertime trying to sell, I mean, I did it for 2 weeks, so miserable. I said, I hate sales, I'll never be in sales. I guess I am in sales, right?